Start over? No. I didn't cut on microphone. In Him, we have redemption through His blood. Enslaved to sin, in the slave market of sin, we have been redeemed. The Lord Jesus has come down into the slave market where we were and has given Himself and shed His blood that we might be redeemed. The purchase price, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that same truth in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, almost word for word. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1, we read that we were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Revelation 5:9, we hear them singing the new song in heaven to the one who is worthy to take the scroll and to open his seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. The blood of Jesus Christ can redeem you, buy you back to God, to whom you truly belong. The blood of Jesus Christ can forgive you. Again, in Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 7, where we read about that redemption through His blood, Paul goes on to explain specifically in this context that redemption involves the forgiveness of sins. Again, we see the same truth in Colossians chapter 1 in verse 14. Our sins have been forgiven. Our sins have been sent away. They've been sent away through His blood. He had to shed His blood. In Hebrews 9:22, again, that truth portrayed to us. Because according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Same word in the Greek as forgiveness. There is no sending away. No sending away of our sin. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, you can be brought near to God. Intimacy. In Ephesians 2:13, we read, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." It's through His blood that we've been brought near to God and near to the people of God. It's the only way that we could be brought near. The only way that we could be brought close to God, to have intimacy with God, is through the blood of the Lord Jesus. What can the blood of Jesus Christ do for you? It can reconcile you. We read in Colossians 1:20, "And by Him," and you look back to verse 13, "that Him is the Son of His love, by Him, the Son of His love, to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of His cross." That blood that He gave on that cross, that blood that He poured out on that cross willingly, lovingly, sacrificially, that's the blood that enabled us to be brought back to God in peace. We were enemies of God by wicked works, enemies in our own minds by nature and by practice. But by the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been reconciled. The blood of Jesus Christ can grant you access. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19. "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus." It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus that we're able, as we did tonight, to come into the presence of God, to come into the Holy of Holies, and there to lay our burdens out before God. It's only through the blood of Christ that we can enter in and offer up worship and praise and adoration. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He, by His own blood, has gone there. And He brings us there as well. The blood of the Lord Jesus can sanctify you. In Hebrews 13:12, we read, "Therefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered outside the gate." The only way that you could be set apart, to be useful for God, the only way that you could be declared holy and that God can say, I want to take you and use you as an implement in my service, as an instrument of my grace and my love, as a representative of me taking the good news of the gospel out to a dark world, the only way is for that to happen is that Jesus would go outside the gates of the city and would sanctify the people, us, with His own blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that rich, red, precious blood can cleanse you. Can cleanse you from sin. 1 John 1:7, I love this verse and I quote it frequently to different people, including myself. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from almost every sin, as long as they're not real bad. No, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, it cleanses us. You can see that also in Revelation 1:5 and Revelation 7:14, where He washes us from our sin in His own blood. And then our consciences can be cleansed from dead works. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Before we're saved, we're out there trying to do what we can to please God, trying to work for God. They're dead works. They're dead works. And our consciences can be cleansed from that attempt, that vain attempt to please God by what we do. And now, with a cleansed conscience from our old dead works that were no good, what are we cleansed to do? To do good works. You're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has foreordained that we should walk in them. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can cleanse you, and it can also give you victory over Satan. Revelation 12 and verse 11, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Victory over Satan. We talked about the persecuted church tonight. We prayed for the persecuted church tonight. Many of them facing that decision, will I deny the Lord Jesus and save my life? Or will I not love my life to the death? But rather, that one who loved me and gave Himself for me and shed His blood for me, I'm going to follow Him and I'm going to acknowledge Him and I'm going to live for Him no matter what the cost is. And in doing so, even when they gave their life, they overcame the devil. They overcame Satan, that old dragon. They didn't do it by their own strength. They didn't do it in their own ability. No, they did it by the blood of the Lamb. That's the Lord Jesus. That's His blood. What can His blood do for you? Wow, look at that. Look at that, what the Word of God brings out for us, that the blood of the Lord Jesus can do for us. Satisfy God's wrath against us. Justify us. Redeem us. Forgive us. Bring us near. Reconcile us. Grant us access. Sanctify us. Cleanse us. Give us victory over Satan. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ can do for you. And has done and is doing for us and can do for those that we prayed for tonight that don't know the Lord Jesus. This is the message we have. This is the power. Andre Crouch wrote that song, "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power." The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. For it reaches to the highest mountain, flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, it soothes my doubts and calms my fears and it dries all my tears. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day will never lose its power. People might think we're crazy. You know, we're talking about a relationship with a man based on his blood being shed for us. People don't understand that. But those of us who know the Lord Jesus, have the Spirit of God living within us, we have an appreciation We have a gratefulness for that precious blood shed by that precious Savior, that Lamb of God who gave Himself for you and for me. What a privilege to know Him. What an amazing thought to understand and recognize and maybe see it all come together in one place. That's what the blood of Christ has done for us. That's the power of the blood. Might we go forth and with joy in our hearts and appreciation, and might we go with a message that may be foolish to those who are perishing, but to us who know the Lord Jesus, it's the power of God unto salvation, and it can be to them too. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the blood of Your Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank You for preparing that body for Him. We thank You for that blood that coursed through His veins, sinless blood. Our Savior, born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit. And Father, You have done a work in our lives that goes so far beyond our daily, moment-by-moment appreciation. But we thank You for the power of the blood of Your Son. We thank You for all that we have in Christ. And thank You for reminding us tonight that none of that would have been possible had He not died, had He not poured out willingly His blood, the only blood that can satisfy Your justice against us, the only blood that can justify and redeem and forgive us, the only blood that can bring us near and reconcile us to You and grant us access into Your presence, the only blood that can set us apart in sanctification, the only blood that can cleanse us from our sins and cleanse our consciences from dead works, the only blood that can give us victory over our enemy. We thank You that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. We thank You for the blood of the Lord Jesus, and we pray in His name. Amen. May the Lord encourage you.